An important element of our Masora is understanding what the proper balance is between Hishtadlus on the one hand and Bitochen on the other. Ramchal writes in Perek Tesis Maseilas Yesharim, Da ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. Yesh yira ve'uya v'yesh yira shota. Yesh bitachon v'yesh hololos. He explains. Kihine ha'odon baruch hu osa es ha'odon ba'al seichel nochon usvar nochocha. Hashem baruch hu endowed us with intelligence. L'she yinhag atzva al derech tov v'yishomeh min hadvorim ha'mazikim asher nivru lanu shesorishon. And with that intelligence, a person is supposed to conduct himself the right way and take appropriate precautions from what's potentially injurious. Umisha yirtza shelo yinhag atzma b'derech ha-chochma b'yafkir atzma l'sakonos. A person who won't act wisely and will just abandon himself to sakana, maybe it will be in the name of bitachon, maybe it will be in the name of not falling prey to kochi v'otzim yadi. So says Ramchal, hine ein ze bitachon ela hololos. That's not bitachon. It's frivolity. It's foolishness. V'hinei hu chote b'meshu osa neged ritzon habori yizbarach shemo shavotze sheyishmo adam esatzmo. V'nimtza that he's in a compounded state of sakana. Shemilvad ha-sakana ha-mutba'az ba-dovar asher hu olul eilehem etnei chesron shmirasa. Besides the sakana to which he has exposed himself by not taking the necessary precautions, whether it's in a normal situation, whether it's an extreme situation, a pandemic, rachmana litzlan. So besides the sakana to which the person is now susceptible because of his chesron shmira, hine hu mischai benafsha v'kom asei b'chayta asher hu chote v'nimtza hachayt atzmo mevil leonish. So it's a compounded sakana. It's a natural sakana and it's a spiritual sakana due to the chayt. Let's perhaps look at a couple of more Maramakomas and then try to articulate what the principle is, what the balance is. The Ramban writes at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Nichtiva ha-parsha hazos, the encounter between Yaakov Avinu and Esav, Lahudia Kihitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avdo Ugo'olu Miyad Chozok Mimenu Vayishlach Malach Vayatzilehu. So the Ramban describes the Hatzolah in supernatural terms. Right? Everything is attributable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avdo Ugo'olu Miyad Chozok Mimenu, meaning naturally it didn't make sense. Esav was the more powerful force. Esav had his army. Vayishlach malach vayetzilehu. But then the Ramban continues. Ulamdenu od, but the same parsha is also included in the Torah to teach us shahu, that he, Yaakov Avinu, lo batach b'tzidkaso, he didn't rely on his righteousness, v'hishtadel b'hatzola b'chol yicholto, and he exerted himself with everything at his disposal to the best of his ability to save himself. V'yesh ba'od remez ledoros, and there's a teaching here for all generations. Kichol asher ira lo avinu im Esav, ye ora lanu tomid im b'nei Esav. The lives of the Avos reflected and established patterns for future Jewish history. So whatever happened to Yaakov Avinu in his encounter with Esav will happen constantly. It will recur in our encounter with Bnei Esav. V'ro'i lanu le'achoz b'darko shel tzaddik. And we should adopt the approach of the tzaddik, of Yaakov Avinu, shenazmin atzmenu l'shlosha hadvarim shehizmin hu asatzmo. That we should prime ourselves to act in three different arenas, as he did, litfila, uladorom, to try to resolve things diplomatically, if possible, ulahatzola, kederech milchama, or also to prepare ourselves for war, if that's necessary. So the juxtaposition is remarkable. The Ramban begins by depicting the Hatzalah in supernatural terms, and then says, Toch Yedei Dibur, that the other limud from the parsha is that one is not allowed to rely on the supernatural, and that as Yaakov Avinu did, one has to fully exert himself on the natural level. In Parsha Shoftim, the Ramban explains, when the Torah gives us a lav not to be afraid of the enemy who's poised to attack with an overpowering force, Ki Hashem Elokeichem aholech imochem lilochem im lochem im oyevechem lohoshir eschem. They shouldn't become timid and they shouldn't be afraid of their enemies. They shouldn't be trusting in their own prowess, in their own military might. So the Yeshua will come not from our military might, the Yeshua will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet the Ramban then says, the parsha concludes, the parsha that again, that emphasizes, Ki Hashem Elokeichem aholech imochem lochem im oyevechem lohoshir eschem, that same parsha concludes with the commandment of Ufakidu Sare Tzvos Barosh Ha'am. They should appoint commanding officers for each division within the army. Ki ha-Torah tetzave b'derech ha-oretz v'tasa ha-nisim im yireo v'hasta. Mitzvos ha-Torah operate on the natural plane. The nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does are nisim nistorim, which requires that we act on the natural plane, on the natural level. Ve'ena chefetz lefon of l'shanos tevo shel olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to override nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to resort to supernatural miracles. Maybe just one more Maramokum. The Chinuch, in talking about the Isser of Lo Sikom, explains that Mishor She HaMitzvah, She Yeda HaOdam V'Yitein HaLibo, a person should know and internalize. Kichola She Yikrehu Mitov Adroa, Husiba Shatova Ola Ve'ez HaShem Baruch Hu. Umiyad ha'oda miyad ish ochev lo yiyadove bilti ritzon Hashem Baruch Hu. Al kein kishe yitza'arehu o yach ivehu odom yeda benafsho ki avonosov gormu v'Hashem yizbaruch gozo lo v'chach. V'lo yoshis machshevoso linko mimenu ki hu eino sivas v'oso ki ha'ovon hu ha'misovev. The Chinuch says the reason for Lo Sikom is not that it's bad midos. It is. He agrees with that. But the reason for Lo Sikom is that theologically, it's a major error. The impetus for revenge is to get even, right? Don't get mad, get even. The impetus for revenge is to get even, but that implies that the source and the ultimate cause of what happened to me is the other person, and that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have intervened with his Bechira and interfered with his Bechira were it not ordained that this should befall me. Sheyeda ha'odam v'yiten alibo ki chol ha'she yikreu mitov ad ra husibo shetov alam es Hashem Baruch Hu. Okay, so the Chinuch clearly subscribes to a very comprehensive view of Hashgacha Pratis. Okay, can you do it? It's a parsha in the Rishonim. Now, the same Sefer HaChinuch, when he comments on the mitzvah of Asiyas Makeh, to build a guardrail around a flat rooftop, Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah, Lefisha im heyos Hashem Baruch Hu mashgiach befrote b'nei odom v'yodea kol ma'aseihem v'chol asher yikra lahem tov o ro b'gzeroso u'b'mitzvoso lefi zechuson u'chiyuvan. Again, so he reviews this view of comprehensive hashgacha pratis. Afal pichein, tzorcha odom lishmo atzmo men hamikrim hanuhugim ba'olam. But that doesn't mean that a person is supposed to be passive. Doesn't mean that a person goes through life only with a sefer tilim. Ki hakel bora olamo uvenao al yisodo samudi ha-teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and the foundation that he provided for the world is nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva. Whatever one's understanding of Hashgacha Pratis is, even if it's as comprehensive and individualized as that which the Sefer HaChinuch presents, but that in no way negates what impinges ki hu zeh on the reality that there's a natural world and there's a natural order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. which represents and expresses Ritzon Hashem. V'gozar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed in creating this natural world, this natural order, Sheyeha Esh Sorefas, fire burns. On the other hand, V'hamayim Mechaven HaLehova, and water will extinguish a flame. U'kemochen Yechayev HaTeva, Shem Tipol Evan Gedola Al Rosh Ish, Sheterotzeitz Es Mocho, that a large stone falls on a person's skull, Rachmana Litzlan, it will crush the skull. Or in Yipol Ha'oda Me Rosh HaGagal Gavoa, if a person will fall off a high roof, La'oretz Shayomos, he'll die from the impact, from the trauma. V'hu Baruch Hu Chanan Gufos B'nei Odom, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim balas das lishma haguf mikol pega. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, speaking anachronistically, echoing what Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored us with intelligence. With the intelligence lishma haguf mikol pega, to safeguard ourselves. V'nosan shnehem hanefesh v'gufa b'toch galgal ha'yisodos. The nefesh, the soul from the highest place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed within the natural order, and it's subjected to the rule of natural law. Kichein chiyav ha'chachmasa. Why? I don't know what. That's obviously not an appropriate question. Kichem chiyav chachmasa. That's what Chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandates. And tzivahu lishmo min hamikra. And therefore we're commanded to take initiative on the natural level. Ki hateva shehu mosur biyado. Because again, we are given to the rule of Teva. HaTeva Shehu, the person, Mosu V'yodu, Yaseh Pu'loso Alav, Im Lo Yishamem Mimenu. And then the Chinuch compares it. V'omu Zecha, I'm skipping a few lines. Ve'al kein tetzaveinu haTorah lishmo mishkanosenu umkomosenu leval yikrenu moves bepshiusenu, and that's why the Torah says that we have to safeguard our dwelling places. That there shouldn't be neglect on our part. V'lo nesake nafshosenu al smach hanes. Betochen is not an answer to sakana. V'lo nesake nafshosenu smach hanes. V'omru zechonim levracha, Chazal say shekol asomech al hanes, eino sano nes. V'al haderech hazeh, continues the chinuch, tire rov inyone haksuvim b'chol mokom. Ki gam behilochem yisrael milchemes mitzvah al pi Hashem, it's engaging in a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands it. Nevertheless, how you orchin milchamton umezainen atzman, so they would strategize and they would arm themselves. They'd make sure that they had the best arms. Va'osin kol inyanam ki'ilu yismachu b'darkei hateva l'gamrei. They have to conduct themselves as though things are going to be determined on the natural level. Ki'ilu, as though. V'chein ro'i lasos. And then the Chinuch has a remarkable conclusion to this paragraph. V'asher lo yachlok al ha'emes mei ro'a lev yoda baza. This is uncontestable. Ashelo yachlok ala emes me ro alev yoda baza. Kadosh Baruch Hu created an existence which is at least an existence of two dimensions. Kadosh Baruch Hu created that the world exists in a natural dimension, in a physical dimension, and simultaneously it exists in a supernatural and metaphysical dimension. And the mashal is this. Imagine you have some system, whether it's lights or any system, and in order to activate the system, you have to flip two switches. You flip one switch, it doesn't work. You have to flip two switches. So since Kein Chiyu V'Chochmaso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created not only a spiritual world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a natural world, so we're mechuyav to, and even though, again, ultimately, the ultimate cause and effect is on the spiritual level. But that notwithstanding, we're equally obligated in Doron and Milchama as we are in Tefillah. The fact that the ultimate cause and effect will be determined on the spiritual level, on the metaphysical level. The Nefesh HaChayim quotes our Medrash in Shara Aleph. It's reflected in one of the keynotes from Rabbi Elazar Kalir that we say Tisha B'Av, that describes Nebuchadnezzar and Titus destroying the Beis HaMikdash with the imagery of Kimcha Techina Tachanta. You're grounding up flour which has already been ground. And what that means is that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata was only destroyed after our Avonos, Rachmanu Litzlan, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. But both dimensions exist, and we're obligated to act in both dimensions. And since Ein Chefetz Lefana of the Shanos Teva Shel Olam, if we only act in the spiritual dimension, so then that's flipping one of the two switches, and that's what Ramchal says. Yesh betochen, but v'yesh holos. It's not betochen, it's holos. Because we're obligated to act on the natural level as well. And the Ramban says this is a defining feature of Torah. Ki ha-Torah tetzave b'derech ha-oretz, V'tasa hanisim yireh v'hasta. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, when he's talking about the din of Shabbos being duchuya, eitzel, sakonos nefoshos, keshokal ha-mitzvos. So the Rambam writes, V'osa lehisma mea b'chilu Shabbos l'chole sheyesh bo sakona, shenema sheyasa osa ma'odom v'chai bohem v'lo sheyomus bohem. It's also to take Shabbos into account at all. If there's a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you can't cheshbon at all that it's Shabbos. Hola madata she'ein mishpatei ha-Torah nekoma ba'olam, ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. The Yerushalmi, the Lashon Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, HaShoel HaRezeh Shofech Damim. If a person clearly knows that it's at least a Sofek Sakana, and he stops to ask a Shaila, HaRezeh Shofech Damim, because maybe that minute in which it takes to ask the Shaila will make the difference between life and death for the Chola. There are two switches, and we have to operate both switches. And if there's a Chola, Sheyeshbo Sakona, even Sofek Sakona, so it's not enough to daven. Not enough to make a Mishaberech. But it's also the Svarei, Bechil Shabbos. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a natural world also, so things are also determined on the natural level. But the Rav has an extraordinary, again, he calls it, just Kedarko, once he points it out, so it's, well, obviously it's Befurish. But the Rambam says that Din Pikuach Nefesh clearly is something that sheds light on Kol HaTorah Kula. And if a person is mezalzel Din Pikuach Nefesh, he distorts Kol HaTorah Kula. Holo Madita, the Din Pikuach Nefesh teaches She'ein Mishpat HaTorah Nekama Ba'olam Ela Rachmim V'Chesed V'Shalom Ba'olam. This, again, fundamental notion of the two dimensions of reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria and our obligation to operate and to function in both dimensions is something which is the fundamental to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's reflected in Dine Pikuach Nefesh. It's reflected in Dine Milchama. It's reflected in Shmira from Sakana, Asiyas Ma'ke. If a person thinks that the natural level alone determines, so avada, that distorts Torah. And that does cross over the line into a belief in kochiv atzem yadei. But if a person believes that betochan means that we should be passive and that making hishtadlus is kochiv atzem yadei, so that also distorts Torah. And we have to recognize that both dimensions exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there is Tivo Shel Olam, in the Ramban's phrase. There is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boira Olamu Ubeno Al Yesodos Amudei HaTeva, and that's Mechayev us to act and recognize not only the ultimate spiritual dimension, but also to recognize the natural dimension as well.